Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It is the midweek edition of Fantasy Sports today. We got a lot to get to. We got live action, by the way, on the show on this Wednesday coming up an hour from now. So we'll give you a little preview and updates on all the games going on today. Also, we'll hear from Fernando Tatis Jr., who I had a chance to catch up with yesterday. We got Gray Albright coming up, Greg Jewett on closers. That's how we do it on this Wednesday. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
The Phillies have probably been one of baseball's biggest disappointments thus far. When you add a player for $300 million in Bryce Harper, you got to get better than what you've gotten. 16 home runs in a season where everyone's hitting 50? And that has to be part of it. The other part of it is they did not attack the bullpen enough. John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals.
The baseballs are flying off the bat this year, but I don't know if anybody's conducting an investigation or anything like that. Every pitcher in the league is pitching with the same baseball, and every hitter in the league is hitting the same baseball, so I don't think there's any advantage or disadvantage that has been created. We're all playing the same game.
Carlos is back, Carlos Martinez, and he's getting saves as well. When you watch him, does he seem to feel comfortable in that role?
No doubt about it, he's comfortable in that role. He might have the best stuff on the team. Just a crazy talented dude, and it's impressive to see what he can go out there and do for this team.
And that was the voice of John Gant on our show yesterday. And, yeah, we had a lot of fun catching up with the Cardinals reliever. You can hear that interview on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On the FNTSY radio app, as well as wherever you listen to podcasts. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I am Craig Mish. It is just after 12 on the East Coast. We're almost halfway through the work week, getting closer to the weekend and getting closer to the Major League Baseball trade deadline, getting closer to figure out where you stand in your fantasy baseball league. That is for sure, as we get closer to football as well. 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. As always, we have Chris Pavona producing the show. Gray Albright's going to join us in a few minutes to play a little three up, three down. And isn't that something? I love it when I get lucky and I'll say something on the show and then it actually happens, like produce some sort of result where I'll take credit for something that I probably, you know, I have no business taking credit for whatsoever, but that is indeed the truth. I mean, Bryce Harper yesterday, you can't make it up. We're sitting here wondering what's going on with the Phillies and why are they struggling and the environment they're in. They get pounded the day before. They lose 12-1, I believe, was the final score against LA. And then yesterday, of course, Bryce Harper, five RBIs, drives in the game-winning run. You got to love it. That's what baseball's all about. Just when you think the player is as far down as he could go, he could go further down, or he can jump back up. And indeed, that's what Bryce Harper did. Five RBIs. That was a great DFS game, a great points league game, a good season-long game for whoever has Bryce Harper, for sure, in fantasy, no doubt. Yelich and Bellinger, they just keep going, right? Yelly and Belly, they did that commercial right before the All-Star game. And these guys are going to fight it out for the MVP of the league. They're going to fight it out for the batting title, the home run title, the RBI title. I mean, I don't know how close these guys are. I know they kind of made it seem like they kind of knew each other a little bit when they mic'd them up at the All-Star game. But you're looking at this epic battle, it looks like, between two players. They are just crushing fantasy. I cannot imagine if you ended up with both those guys on your team in fantasy. I mean, imagine that. Especially in the auction format. Maybe somebody paid like 30 for one and 32 for the other, or 33 and 27, something like that. Man, you got to be in first place in your league if you have both those guys. They have been so good in both reality and fantasy. Dodgers, of course, 30 games over 500, big difference. Milwaukee's only a couple of games over, so naturally we're hearing all kinds of trade rumors coming from their end, no question about that. I'll tell you what else is interesting. Why does nobody talk about Juan Soto? Did anybody see that home run yesterday from Soto? What was that, like 600 feet? Some stupid number like that? There are underrated players in fantasy, and I'm going to get to that coming up a little bit later. In 3-Up, 3-Down specifically, I have one of them. But even with Juan Soto missing about 2 weeks of the season, and even with him being 20 years old, 17 home runs, 61 runs driven in, 303 average, 950 on base. If you play in a keeper league, this is one guy that is just like rock solid for the next 5-10 years. I don't even think the park matters. He is really good. And to think that last year he may have not gotten an opportunity if Howie Kendrick hadn't gotten hurt, and basically Victor Robles got hurt too. They went through like two or three guys, and eventually they had to call Soto up. He was the only one left. Called him right up from Double A. He'll never go down again. He's 20 years old. There are guys being drafted that are 25. And he's just an absolute monster. I got to say, if I'm in a keeper league format or a dynasty league format, and you need me to name 10 guys that I want to keep forever, then of course there are going to be some that are ahead of him. Maybe Yelich, Acuna, Bellinger, sure. Trout, perhaps. Soto is in the top 10. I mean, he is without a doubt. He may not be a top 10 fantasy guy, but he is a top 10 reality guy. And he's going to be terrorizing that National League East for a long time. And when this guy hits home runs, they're not wall scrapers. They go far. And so Soto is somebody that I wanted to talk about here at the beginning of the show as well. All right, coming up next, it's a little 3-Up, 3-Down. We'll bring in Gray Albright of Razzball. He's coming up next here on the show. He'll weigh in on everything going on in the world of fantasy and his wacky world of Razzball as well. Also, we'll hear from Fernando Tatis Jr. I caught up with him yesterday at Marlins Park. I asked him very specifically about stolen bases. There is a reason why Tatis' steals are potentially on the decline in the second half of the season. An interesting little tidbit that he gave me that I'm going to give to you. And Greg Jewett will join us, and we'll talk closers and fantasy also in the second hour of our show. Fantasy Sports Today, off and running. And 3-Up, 3-Down is coming up next. Don't go away. Gray Albright, he's got you.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. It's time for a little three up, three down here on the show. As always, it is a wacky Wednesday of Fantasy Sports Today. Who better to emulate Wacky Wednesday than Gray Albright from Razzball.com? And he joins us now from the West Coast to play a little three up, three down here on the show. Gray, happy to have you back here, and good morning. Thanks for doing it.
What am I, a clown? Am I here to amuse you?
I've seen that movie once or twice.
Wait, it's a movie?
It is, yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Badfellas, I think it's called. Yeah.
Good sound, it's good. Right?
Yeah, it sounds so, you sound super clear. Thank you for doing the show in the Museum of Modern History. I really appreciate it. Appreciate it. The laughing is more overmodulated than usual. Okay, here we go. We'll start. Three up, three down. I'll go first. The Giants, they win at Coors again, three in a row. Alex Dickerson had four hits last night for the Giants, and they're three games under 500, same record as the Rockies. Now, that is the up. The down is, of course, in Tout Wars, I have Alex Dickerson. I get a email from Phil Hertz. He wants to trade me Lewis Brinson for Alex Dickerson. I had to remind him I'm not that stupid. Anyway, that is good. How about your good, Gray?
Don't you love terrible trade offers? I get terrible trade. You know what? Actually, what I love more than terrible trade offers is when people are like, "Okay, so I'm gonna put Lewis Brinson on my block. If you have any trade offers, feel free to send them my way." Like, not only are you putting a lousy guy up for trade, but you are also making me do the work and try and figure out what I need to do to trade for him. Get out of here. Why?
Yeah, it's horrible.
They should ban all on the blocks. No more on the blocks, because that's just saying I'm too lazy to figure out trades on myself, so I'm going to put guys on the block, and maybe you can figure out a trade for me.
Yeah, I never do that. Okay, go ahead. Give me your good.
Okay. Sorry. All right. So, actually, last week, my one-up was Giants.
Yep.
I'm not sticking on the script at all. Okay, no. All right. So, Nate Lowe, the Rays guy, he went into Baltimore this past weekend, had a great weekend because, you know, Oreo's pitching is terrible, which the Red Sox found out after they traded for Andrew Kapsner. But anyway, so Nate Lowe had a tremendous weekend this past weekend, and now the Rays are trying him at third base. This could be a huge boon for his value. I expect him to get more playing time if he's able to handle the hot corner, and he could be a sneaky 15 homer guy across 2 months of the final season, of the rest of the season. So I like Nate Lowe a lot. I'm buying.
Yeah, he and Lau, Lowe and Lau, have been the two Tampa Bay guys. Yeah,
it's hard to differentiate. No, that's not confusing at all.
I know. Two guys, same name. And by the way, kind of the same player. I mean, that's what's crazy about it.
Same name, same player, but pronunciation different. Okay, not confusing.
Yeah, I think they made that up right before spring training so he wouldn't confuse him. It's possible.
Right? All right. Yeah, no, it's not all right. Low. It's Lau.
So here's my question. Here's my second part of three up, three down. And I would ask you this, Gray. Matt Chapman, 22 home runs. He hit a home run. He's got 5 RBI. Is Matt Chapman the most underrated player in fantasy? I know Oakland in general is very underrated, but wow, like no one talks about this guy ever. And at the end of the season, he's going to grade out as not just a top 5 third baseman in fantasy. He may be like a top 3 guy. You hear nothing about the guy. Anyway, that's
my second. I have a Matt Chapman story that is fantasy related. That is super fast. So, Harold Dieterle, Top Chef season 1 winner, is a Razzball reader, and he he DMs me sometimes, and he's like, in the preseason, he says, you have Matt Chapman way too low. And I DM him back, no. And we just go back and forth. So it shows you how much I know. You're totally right. Dieterle from Top Chef was also right. I was wrong. Matt Chapman is a solid, underrated 40 homer guy. I was off. My bad.
All right, not bad. Give me your second one.
Okay. I have my number 2 up is a hug watch. That's on the rise this week because everyone, no matter what happens. So Franmil Reyes yesterday was scratched, ended up coming into the game and hitting home run.
Yeah, he did.
Because he's a giant beefy player. And so anyway, he was scratched late and everyone's like, oh, hug watch. You can't say that fast 455 times. But anyway, hug watch now, no matter what's going on, it's like suddenly there's a hug watch for literally every player. If he's scratched, if he just shows up to the park a little bit late, it's hug watch is on.
Yeah, it is ridiculous because we know a lot of those guys aren't even going to get traded. But look, Gray, it's that time of the year in baseball. We got 2 weeks here, and hopefully I think the deadline's going to be nuts on the 31st, but I just don't see the magnitude of the type of player that we've seen in the past get traded. But, you know, we'll see. My final up, and I don't know if this is an up or a down, and obviously you've seen it, Gray, and I don't know how you feel about it, but this app, the Old Face Man and Woman app that's going around and everybody's posting their oldness. Like, I know that supposedly Russian bots are taking all of your information. I have not downloaded it. I have not checked to see what I would look like in 30 years from now. But I'll say at least it's entertaining on social media, so I'm up on that. How about you?
I did download it. So the Russian bots have all my information dating back to my middle school years. And I went through some players to see who would look the weirdest. And then I got to Bartolo Colon, and he actually, when you made him older, he looked younger. That's the weirdest thing.
It's a reverse old man app. All right, I like it. You know what? We can make millions, me and you. We should create the reverse.
I think at a certain point, like when it reaches 100 years old, it just goes back to younger again.
Gotcha.
It's a flaw in the app. My last 3 up is Daniel Murphy. So recently, you know, people still on Razzball in the comments are still talking about how Daniel Murphy has, not had a great season. But at this point, April is useless. Doesn't matter. It's all about what has the guy done lately. So Daniel Murphy is hitting near 550 in the last week. And if you thought balls were flying out of the park this year, wait until Coors from mid-July to end of August. I mean, the ball, like, I don't know if Coors is going to have a game under a 10. 10 over-under? What's the line?
Right,
what's
yeah.
What's the line?
You know the total. Yeah, the Vegas total. Yeah.
I don't know how baseball, I don't know how you bet on baseball, like, with the Vegas total. Is that
yeah,
it?
I could teach you. I could teach you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All that's right, it. Anyway. All right. So let's gonna have to finish up here as we always run late with you for some reason. Okay. So the down for me. I'll start off with my first one. Andrew Cashner. Need I say more? 5 innings pitched, 5 earned runs. You go ahead and give me your first one.
Okay, my first one is meth down the toilet. I don't know if people have heard about this, but there's this, people in Alabama are rising up, insisting that their residents don't flush meth down the toilet because it can lead to meth gators. Now, I have a thing though, where maybe meth and alligators isn't a bad thing, because if you've ever seen anyone's teeth on meth, what are those gators gonna do? Gum you to death? There's
right.
no, yeah, like their teeth fall out. So actually, we might want alligators to take meth. I don't know, maybe you think about that, people of Alabama.
You know what? Drugs are a crazy thing to talk about, and obviously great for you to do before the show. So that's fine. let me wrap up with my second one, and then you'll do one more after we come back from the break. Raul Mondesi Jr. of Kansas City. Boy, you guys just keep wasting draft picks on guys that only steal. Another MRI. Shoulder this time, of course. He'll go on the injured list. Eloy Jimenez probably on the injured list, too. Give me your last one, and then we'll do the rest coming back.
My next one is Jay Bruce. Yesterday, Phil said he had an oblique injury. So, I mean, it's obvious now at this point that he is more or less a drop in most mixed leagues. And, you're just SOL in deeper leagues. But he's never been a second half guy.
Okay. We'll be right back, Greg.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you, along with Gray Albright, for another segment. Fantasy football season has started. Season-long drafts are in full swing. Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Dave Smatic and the Roto Experts providing dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. You can save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY, 10% off with promo code FNTSY, NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. Okay, welcome back. Gray Albright, Craig Mish with you here. We got in a conversation with Fernando Tatis coming up in about 30 minutes from now. We'll play that. Greg Jewett will talk some closers from Fantasy Alarm. Gray and I were trying to finish up three up, three down, and we got cut off there at the end. So let me do my final one. This is my final down. It really should be an up because it is an uplifting story, but it just shows you how uncertain. You think sports are uncertain? How about the medical profession? I saw this story yesterday how James Conner was told, the running back from the Steelers, was told he had a week to live when he ended up having that disease a couple years ago, and he ends up beating it and becoming one of the best running backs in the NFL. So a downer, I think, to be told that, but obviously an uplifting story to see him conquer that disease and have a great year. Did you have one more that you want to do, Gray?
Wow. Yeah, no, that is a down up. I had a down up too, oddly enough. We don't plan this at home. So last night I was watching the Wu-Tang documentary on Showtime. Major up, right? So this is like, one of my favorite groups back in the day, and so I love Wu-Tang. Cash rules everything. Okay, I won't start rapping or singing, but anyway, so it's an up for the documentary, but I was thinking about, like, rappers in general, and, like, anyone born in the 70s at this point probably will never have another hit song or there's no rappers at all that are in their 40s. I mean, it's over. It's essentially
it's
over
really sad.
Wu-Tang Clan, yeah, which is really super sad. Like, it would be the most shocking thing ever for a rapper to be in his 40s and to come out with a hit song, because it's just never happened. Probably because rap hasn't been around in that long, but it's also like they would be the first ones ever to do it. But I just don't, like, if I'm going off of their last couple albums, I just don't see it from Wu-Tang, which is super sad. But also, it's a great documentary, so it's kind of like an up down in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I was also I was in college when Wu-Tang was out, so naturally I had all of their records, and I still have a lot of vinyl. I have turntables and all that. I was a DJ. So I would ask you this. And this is true. I'm not kidding.
DJ Mish! Oh my God! On the wheels
true.
Of steel! Oh,
it is true.
No.
It is true. So let me ask you this. There was not the other day, it was a few months ago, somebody posted to rank the best Wu-Tang-themed albums of all time. What was your favorite of all of the ones that came out? I know what my favorite was, but I don't want to give it out until you give me yours. What was your favorite Wu-Tang?
Until I get it. Well, I think you got to say Enter the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers, but unfortunately that's their first album.
Right.
So that
right.
goes back to my first point of, like, rappers' longevity isn't really the greatest thing. Now, Wu-Tang in concert was still good. I mean, I haven't seen them probably in 10 years, but I remember going to Bay Street in Staten Island, where they're from, and seeing them perform in 94, like in these small 200 person capacity clubs. And it was just like the most insane thing ever. I was like a senior in high school dating myself. And then I'd probably say I like the W and then Wu-Tang Forever, probably in that order.
When they came out with all the, I'm talking, I'm also including all of their solo albums. That was the point.
I always was a big Ghostface Killah guy.
Okay.
I think,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think like most people would probably say Method Man, which I mean, wasn't bad. Bring the Pain was a solid L. It was barely an LP, but yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
I didn't think it was. I thought Method Man's was rushed. It was like the first one to come out.
Oh, and, it totally was. That's what I'm saying. It was like barely an LP. It was so rushed because they needed to get it out. Only built for Cuban Link.
That was the weapon to me.
God.
That was the one.
Oh my
that was
God.
The best one.
Like seriously. Like that, from head to toe, that album is ridiculous. Raekwon, you gotta watch the documentary on Showtime. I'll check it out. Props to Showtime because they've done nothing but terrible TV shows for like the last 25 years.
Right.
And they've been second place to HBO ever since they were created. Like Showtime is a solid second place when you're looking at like pay channels. But they do good documentaries, and the Wu documentary is just fantastic.
Yeah, I think I hear Incarcerated Scarfaces in the background. Raekwon was, I thought that was the best one. I thought Liquid Swords, Genius, I thought that was pretty good. Old Dirty Bastards album was good, but it was so much clowning on there. I don't know. It was all right. And
oh,
then,
my God.
And Method Man's.
ODB! ODB! Come on, with him and Mariah. I actually did work for Nick Cannon. We're going down a major rabbit hole. I did work for Nick Cannon at one point, like a little while ago. And Mariah is such a handful that I almost feel like in some ways ODB and Mariah duet was the biggest handful ever for either, for one song. Like you couldn't find a bigger PT, a bigger headache when it comes to both of them.
Yeah, I think Mariah Carey did an interview like a year ago saying that they couldn't get Old Dirty Bastard to do the lines. They couldn't get him to do it. Like he would show up.
And Mariah! Mariah complaining. Like she is gonna be the absolute worst.
Really?
When
okay.
it comes to like getting her like motivated to do something. French vanilla, butter pecan, chocolate deluxe, even caramel sundaes is getting touched. What? Raekwon.
I thought that album was but you're right, but Ghostface had a little bit more longevity. Like he kept going with a couple more albums that were actually good. When the other guys stopped, or you know, I don't know.
I like Back Like That at Fish Scale, like the whole album, I feel like probably was the last, I don't know. I mean, some real Wu heads are going to be like, what? That wasn't the last good solo Wu album. But I think Fish Scale was like the real, like that was the pinnacle and also the end of solo albums by the Wu-Tang Clan. And that's going back 13 years. Like that
I know.
Was 2006. Like that's crazy.
Yep. And in my quick Wu-Tang story here, I'll give you Gray, was when I was in college, Method Man came in concert to you know, a small place like the one that you're describing, maybe in Staten Island. I don't know. I would say maybe more than 200, maybe a 500 seat place. And he couldn't get the music right at the top. Like he went in to bring the pain right at the top. And he basically, Method Man jumped on top of the soundboard and like just started bashing it, saying, you can't get it right. And then all of a sudden he said, all you MFers, get your money back. And he left. And that was it. And it started like a riot. You can imagine in the place, people are breaking stuff. And I was recording the whole thing. So what happened was after that, I called MTV. And they wanted the rights to be able to air the stuff. I went to New York, and for $500, I sold my tape to them on the video.
Oh, my God. That's the best. That's amazing.
True story.
Who are you, Babito? What? when did Craig Mitch become Babito Garcia? What?
You never know. Hey, we didn't even do any fantasy discussion here. What happened? We're done. We're almost done. It's a shame.
No, but probably next week, we're going to have a ton of fantasy discussion because of the training deadline.
Yeah, we're going to. So let's kind of just end with this here. Is there, and I asked this yesterday to Joe Pizzapia and a couple other guys. How do you approach the trading deadline in fantasy, especially in the mono leagues where maybe you would lose a player? It feels like in our leagues that we're playing and no one's spending any money, everyone's waiting right now for the deadline to come and then grab a player to try and move up. Is there any strategy that you have? We have a minute to go, by the way.
I think right now, like you said, I'm holding on to all my money because, I mean, I probably should have held it the whole year because I didn't really make any great pickups. But I'm definitely holding right now until, like, I see someone huge come over. Because I am, like, you know, like, you gotta try and get the top guy. And if not the top guy, fortunately, I feel like there'll be at least, you know, 5 to 6 guys switching leagues. So I think you could probably, even if you don't get the top guy, you can get someone. So I'm holding my money, hoping someone comes over or hoping someone leaves and then it becomes, you know, there's an opening for someone else. Like if Will Smith leaves, then right. Watson maybe takes over or something. But yeah. We'll see.
All right, head over to rasball.com for all the latest. Make sure you get your free trial. Use the Streaminator to help yourself this time of the year. Really comes in handy, by the way, in August and September when a lot of you are getting ready for fantasy football. You can just download Rasball. They do great work there. Gray, I'll talk to you again next week. Have yourself a great weekend, and thanks again for coming on and talking some Wu-Tang. Appreciate it.
All right, lads.
All right, Gray Albright with us here on the show, and we'll catch him again next week. Yeah, we did a whole full Wu-Tang discussion. I think I caught Gray off guard there. I should take a picture now of some of the records that I still have of Protect Your Neck, and I think I have a sealed copy of the Jizz's album. I think I have a sealed one. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out. We'll talk more fantasy baseball next after this. Don't go away.
See ya.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mitch with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. Thanks again to Gray Albright for coming on our show. And Gray is now, looks like, officially making weekly appearances here on Wednesday, although nothing's ever official until it's official, if you know what I mean. Okay, so we got a full schedule of baseball today and a Wednesday where, as I'm looking at it here, we are blessed because we have 6 games before 4 o'clock Eastern. And we have 3 games before 2 o'clock Eastern. Usually there's like a one-game deal, but and I got lineups and everything. So we'll be able to do that. That's the one benefit here on doing like a midday show. Very rarely do we have any live action, but today we do have a ton. So we'll get into that here in a minute. I'll give you the lineups for both teams. I got Twins and Mets lineups. I got Pirates and Cardinals, Braves and Brewers, Reds and Cubs, Giants and Rockies. So for those of you who are playing daily DFS, you're playing in the all day or the day slate, I'm going to be able to help you here a little bit and give you who's in and who's out. Then you can make your choices. So before we do that, as we always do here on the show, we give you an opportunity to weigh in on a fantasy topic. And today we will do the same thing on our You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
Hello!
All right, a little You Make the Call here on this Wednesday, July 17, 2019. Let's do a little bit of an off-topic today, just kind of get your gauge on fantasy. And look, we are closing in on some football, so let's get real here. I know a lot of you in August are going to want to hear about that, but I need to do this so I know going into next year what interests you the most. And we'll obviously cover every topic under the sun as it pertains to baseball. But I do want to ask you your favorite fantasy baseball format. Is it choice one, rotisserie? Is it choice two, head-to-head categories? Or is it choice three, head-to-head points? Now, there's probably other leagues like best ball or some other kind of leagues where you can play in, and I don't list them here. But I want to just do these because I think that these are the most popular. If I'm wrong, let me know at Craig Mish. Tell me, hey, you didn't include this one. I wanted to vote for it. And in a future poll, we will do that. So again, right now, go to at FNTSY Radio, at Craig Mish on social media, on Twitter, and vote for one of the three. Rotisserie, choice one, head-to-head, choice two, head-to-head points, choice three. To give you an idea, this year, I am participating in choice one and choice two. I am not in a points league this year. I was in one last year. I was in a head-to-head points league, made the playoffs, got knocked out in the first round. So hopefully I'll go further in my head-to-head categories league than I did in my head-to-head points league. Okay, so we have a ton of action today in Major League Baseball. And in 20 minutes, we got two games getting ready to start. So let's get right to it and tell you what you can expect today on the slate. 1:10 Eastern start, Mets and Twins. The starters are Vargas and Martin Perez. Mets lineup is in. McNeil leads off, followed by J.D. Davis, Pete Alonso, Wilson Ramos, Robinson Cano plays DH, of course, interleague game. Todd Frazier at third, Conforto batting seventh in center because it's a lefty-lefty matchup. Ahmed Rosario eighth, and Adani Echevarria gets the start at second base. He will bat ninth. For the Twins, Mitch Garver leads off, the catcher, followed by Jorge Polanco, Nelson Cruz, Eddie Rosario, CJ Cron, Max Kepler, Marwin Gonzalez, Miguel Sano, and Luis Arias at second base for the Twins. So interesting matchup today, I think, between these two teams. Certainly the Twins are clinging to their lead in the American League Central, and we'll see how they do against Vargas today. The Twins have, it looks like, 6 of their 9 batters are right-handed. And conversely, they're stacking righties against Martin Perez or the Mets. 1:10 Eastern start there. Pirates and Cardinals, Chris Archer against Daniel Ponce de Leon. The Pirates have Newman leading off, followed by Brian Reynolds, Starling Marte, Jose Osuna, Melky Cabrera, Colin Moran, Jung Ho Gong, Jacob Stallings, and Chris Archer. Cardinals, Daniel Ponce de Leon is on the hill. He'll bat ninth. Tommy Edmond leads off playing second. Jose Martinez bats second. Goldschmidt third. Tyler O'Neill clean up. Fowler in center. DeJong at short. Jairo Munoz at third. Andrew Knizer is behind the plate. And, of course, Ponce de Leon ninth. I don't know if you guys caught this yesterday, but Starling Marte, in a weird situation, was hit by a pitch in the game against the Cardinals and refused to take first base. Wanted the at-bat and then naturally got out. I don't know how you ever do that. I don't know how a manager would allow that, but that's what happened yesterday. I've never seen that before, but that's what happened. He got hit, refused to go to first. 2:10 Eastern, Braves and Brewers, Dallas Keuchel on the mound. They'll have Ronald Acuna Jr. leading off, Dansby Swanson second, Freeman third, Donaldson fourth, Albies fifth. McCann is behind the plate sixth. Austin Riley now at the bottom of the lineup batting seventh. Markakis gets a day off, so Matt Joyce bats eighth, and Keuchel, of course, bats ninth. For the Brewers, it's Kane, Yelich, and Braun, as usual. Heston Kurek is a cleanup. Aguilar fifth, Manny Pena behind the plate sixth, Arcia seventh. Saladino starts today against the lefty. No Moustakas in the lineup for them, and Chase Anderson bats ninth. That's a 2:10 Eastern start. It will be Braves and Milwaukee Brewers. We also have lineups in for the 2:20 Eastern game, Reds and Cubs. Nick Senzel leads off for Cincinnati, followed by Votto, Suarez, and Puig. Derek Dietrich gets the start today in left field. Gannett bats sixth at second. Iglesias, Farmer, and Sonny Gray will bat against Yu Darvish. For the Cubs, Albert Almora Jr. leads off, followed by Javier Baez, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo. Victor Caratini starts behind the plate. They'll alternate Caratini and Maldonado behind the plate for the time being. Jason Hayward, sixth. Addison Russell, seventh. David Bote, eighth. And then Yu Darvish will bat ninth. Can the Rockies win a game at home against the Giants? I don't know, but they'll finish off the series today. Brandon Belt leads off for the Giants, followed by Austin Slater. Sandoval is now playing third with Longoria out. Steven Vogt behind the plate in the cleanup spot. Wow. Mike Yastrzemski in left. Pilar in center. Panic at second. Donovan Solano is at short, so no Crawford today for the Giants. And then Sean Anderson, of course, bats ninth. For the Rockies, looks like more of the same. Charlie Blackman, Trevor Story, David Dahl, Arenado, Murphy, Tapia, Ryan McMahon, Walters behind the plate, and John Gray. There is no Ian Desmond in the lineup. Ironically, what's happening with Desmond is he's one of the best hitters in baseball this season against lefties, and he can't hit righties at all. So it seems like Colorado may be platooning a little bit with a Tapia and Desmond situation, but we'll have to keep an eye on that moving forward. That game will start at 3:10 Eastern. Seattle is at Oakland, and yes, we do have a Seattle lineup. Eric Swanson, and guess who? Homer Bailey makes his first start for the A's. Seattle's lineup is Malik Smith leading off, J.P. Crawford second, Domingo Santana third, Omar Navarez is the DH, so no Vogelbach today. Tim Beckham fifth, Kyle Seager sixth, Tom Murphy seventh, Dylan Moore is in left, and then D. Gordon, who the Mariners are trying to move, bats ninth at second base. I have no lineups for the rest of the games today, but I do have the matchups. Dodgers and Phillies tonight, Kenta Maeda against Nick Pivetta. Dodgers took game one, Phillies took game two. The Yankees will have to face Yanni Chirinos tonight for Tampa Bay. The Yankees on their mound will have Domingo Herman. You may have heard the story, and Dan Strafford had it in the update. Aroldis Chapman saying that he wants to opt out of his contract, which would be, of course, a huge mistake, but if he's getting bad advice, so be it. Nationals and Orioles, Eric Fetty against Aaron Brooks. That game is a 7:05 Eastern start. The Blue Jays actually beat the Red Sox yesterday. That game starts tonight at 7:10 Eastern as they'll finish off their series. Aaron Sanchez, yuck, he's had a rough year against Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox. In Miami tonight, it'll be Chris Paddock against Trevor Richards. This will be Paddock's start, of course, used to pitch for the Marlins in their organization, and he was traded, so sort of a revenge start tonight. Of course, Paddock is one of the nice young rookies in reality and fantasy. We're not sure how many innings he's got left on that arm this year, but needless to say, the Padres looked awful yesterday. We'll see if they bounce back today in Miami. Tigers against the Indians, Spencer Turnbull against Mike Clevenger. I've told you guys many times I'm a Clevenger owner. I could use a good start tonight in a head-to-head league. That's a 7:10 Eastern start. It's Trevor Bauer bobblehead night tonight. Diamondbacks and Rangers. Robbie Ray, who most have said is on the trading block. They'll be in Texas tonight to take on Jesse Chavez and the Rangers. Willie Calhoun yesterday was sent down by the Rangers and not Nomar Mazara. And there has been some discussion that the Rangers could shake some things up as they're in this postseason race. We'll have to see if they change some of their alternatives. White Sox and Royals, no Eloy Jimenez for Chicago tonight. He'll be placed on the injured list. Ivan Nova starts for the White Sox, and for Kansas City, it is Danny Duffy. And then the final game tonight, it is Houston and the Angels after they almost got in a fight yesterday. In case you missed it, Jake Marisnyk was hit by a pitch, went to first base, and then, of course, Marisnyk was the one that slid into head first, Jonathan Lucroy. Lucroy ends up being out a month. Marisnyk basically no time at all. And Marisnyk was just basically telling his teammates yesterday to calm it down. That's what was going on. Needless to say, A.J. Hinch was not happy. And the Astros will play the Angels tonight and have to play them a lot more before the end of the season. So hopefully cooler heads will prevail there. And that indeed is the Major League Baseball scoreboard, as well as the previews of the games tonight. And what we'll do is coming up at about 1:25, 1:30 Eastern, as the games go off, I'll start to update you on those games as well. You can dial up the show at 844-843-6879. That's the best way to get us. Also, we'll do a little minor league report, talk about some of the players potentially in fantasy leagues that could get called up a little bit later. Greg Jewett will join us, and as I mentioned, we'll hear from Fernando Tatis Jr. I am really curious to see what kind of player Tatis is in the future. I mean, this guy plays with arguably as much or more energy than any player in the big leagues. He's having a great rookie campaign. And if he keeps this up, there's a chance when we're sitting here next March and we're doing previews of fantasy leagues, how many shortstops are ahead of Fernando Tatis going into 2020? Trevor Story, I would say that he's ahead of him probably. Beyond that, can you guarantee me Trey Turner's going to be drafted ahead of Fernando Tatis Jr.? Probably, right? Not guaranteed. There's a chance that Tatis is going to be in that top five. Carlos Correa? Would he be? I don't know. He's hurt. He's missed time again. Interesting options moving forward at that shortstop position. Not nearly as deep as we thought it would be. And a lot of the shortstops, by the way, have spent some time on the injured list. All those guys I mentioned. Correa, injured list. Trey Turner, injured list. Trevor Story, injured list. Tatis, injured list. Every shortstop's more or less been hurt this year. You've had to fill in the blanks. Even Didi Gregorius, who missed the first 2 months, has been on the injured list as well. Coming up next, we'll give you the best of what you missed in hour number one. We had a lot of Wu-Tang discussion, Gray Albright and I, so we'll roll that back for you. And then hour number two, we got plenty more to go, including a minor league report. I'm looking forward to getting into that. Some Nolan Gorman discussion, Lewis Robert, and everything else. And you want to talk closers, Greg Jewett, nobody better from him over at the Fantasy Alarm. He's going to join us in hour two to go over closers and fantasy as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more here on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. If, in case you missed the first hour, don't worry. We'll give you the best of it next. Don't go away.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Why does nobody talk about Juan Soto? Did anybody see that home run yesterday from Soto? What was that, like 600 feet? Some stupid number like that? There are underrated players in fantasy, and I'm going to get to that coming up a little bit later. In 3 Up, 3 Down, specifically, I have one of them. But even with Juan Soto missing about 2 weeks of the season, and even with him being 20 years old, 17 home runs, 61 runs driven in, 303 average, 950 on base. If you play in a keeper league, this is one guy that is just like rock solid for the next 5-10 years. I don't even think the park matters. He is really good. And to think that last year he may have not gotten an opportunity if Howie Kendrick hadn't gotten hurt, and basically Victor Robles got hurt too. They went through like two or three guys, and eventually they had to call Soto up. He was the only one left. Called him right up from Double A. He'll never go down again. He's 20 years old. There are guys being drafted that are 25. And he's just an absolute monster. I got to say, if I'm in a keeper league format or a dynasty league format and you need me to name 10 guys that I want to keep forever, then of course there are going to be some that are ahead of him. Maybe Yelich, Acuna, Bellinger, sure. Trout, perhaps. Soto is in the top 10. I mean, he is without a doubt. He may not be a top 10 fantasy guy, but he is a top 10 reality guy. And he's going to be terrorizing that National League for a long time. And when this guy hits home runs, they're not wall scrapers. They go far.
Yesterday, I was watching the Wu-Tang documentary on Showtime. Major up, right? So this is like, one of my favorite groups back in the day. And I love Wu-Tang. Cash rules everything. Okay, I won't start rapping or singing. But anyway, so it's an up for the documentary, but I was thinking about, like, rappers in general and, like, anyone over, like, anyone born in the 70s at this point probably will never have another hit song or a you know, or like there's no rappers at all that are in their 40s.
And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.